Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special Saturday episode of Nady and Katie at the Movies. And on today's episode, it's just me, and I won't just be talking about one movie. I'll actually be talking about two. That's right. It's a double feature episode, and those two movies are Cabrini and Dune Part 2. So let's just get started with Cabrini. Let me start with the synopsis. After witnessing disease and poverty in the slums of New York, Italian immigrant Francesca Cabrini embarks on a daring journey to persuade the hostile mayor to provide housing and health care for hundreds of orphaned children. Cabrini stars Christiana Del Anna, John Lithgow, David Morse. This movie was brought to you by Angel Studios, who also makes The Chosen. So my wife and I went to go see this on International Women's Day, a perfect day to go see this movie. We were pleasantly surprised how well done this movie was. Angel Studios is just on a roll when it comes to coming out with very just decent content that can just be watched by almost everybody. Now, some of their stuff does have some violence in it, and Sound of Freedom even had some language in it. But they still do a good job at creating content that Christians can watch that is just enjoyable and tells very important stories. And that's what this movie does. That's one of my biggest likes. This movie tells a very important story. I had never heard of this person, Cabrini, before I saw this movie. So it's movies like this that allow you to learn history in a way that you've never learned it before. Like I said, I had never heard of this person. She was a trailblazer, if there ever was one, who just did not take no for an answer. She came from Italy as an immigrant to build these orphanages, to take care of these kids who had no one else to take care of them. And she wanted not just to provide housing, but also health care. And not just for Americans, but for the Italian immigrants that were already over here as well. And so it's just a really good movie, a really good testament to the power of will and the power of persistence, and how if you dream it, you can do it. And there's actually something that she says in the movie that is a direct quote from Cabrini. She says, "The world is too small for what I intend to do." She had big dreams, big ambitions, and she did all of it. And it was amazing to witness on the big screen. Another big like is the acting. I thought everyone did a great job in this film. You have John Lithgow in this. He plays the mayor. He does a great job. David Morse plays the Archbishop in New York. He does a great job. And of course, Christiana Del Anna does a great job as Cabrini. Now, because this is a historical movie, it tells a lot of facts. One of my dislikes is that it was a bit slow at times. It's not an action-packed movie. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a story-driven, character-driven movie that tells it like it was. And so I wasn't surprised that it wasn't as action-packed and big explosions, you know, that kind of stuff. That's not what this movie was supposed to be. But as a guy who likes those kind of movies, there wasn't a lot of I want to say entertainment, I guess, even though this movie was entertaining in the story that it was telling. Another big dislike, this movie does what the movie Jesus Revolution did. If you remember, Katie and I talked about this movie a while back, Christian film. It had the guy who plays Jesus in The Chosen, and it had Kelsey Grammer. And I remember seeing that trailer, and they really showed Kelsey Grammer a lot in the trailer. I don't know if they were doing that because they thought that would be a big name and that would draw a lot of people to go see the movie. And then I went to go see the movie and Kelsey Grammer wasn't really in it that much. That's what Cabrini does with John Lithgow. I'm a big John Lithgow fan. I think he is a highly underrated actor, and I think he does a phenomenal job in everything that he's in. And I'm going to be honest, that was one of my big draws to this movie. That's one of the reasons why I was willing to go see it, because I like John Lithgow. And I don't think they used him enough for the amount of time they showed him in the trailers. And I'm not saying that made the movie not good. It just disappointed me a little bit. It didn't take away too much from the movie, but it still disappointed me because, again, as a John Lithgow fan, I was expecting to see him a lot more. So that is Cabrini. Those are my thoughts. I went to go see this with my wife. I'm almost certain that she would agree with what I just said. So I'm going to go ahead and rate Cabrini 5 out of 6. I think this is a very important movie to see. I think it's important in this day and age when, you know, everything's about feminism and a very toxic version of feminism. It's good to see a positive side of feminism, of how the power of women is a real thing and women can do amazing things. I think I just think this movie is important to watch. So let's move on to the next movie, and that is Dune Part 2. And here is the synopsis. Paul Atreides unites with Shani and the Freeman while seeking revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family. Dune Part 2 stars Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, Josh Brolin, Austin Butler, Javier Bardem, and Skarsgård brother. So I went to go see this with my father because I went to go see Dune Part 1 with my father when it first came out. And before I get into my likes and dislikes, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I don't know what the big hype about the Dune movies are. I just was not feeling it. My dad enjoyed it. My dad enjoyed the first one and he enjoyed the second one. I just couldn't get into it. I mean, there were some parts that were action packed, and I guess that would be one of my likes, is that there was some action in the movie, but it was very much like a action, slow parts, action, slow parts, big explosion, slow parts. That's what the whole movie was for me anyway. And so that's my only like, and it doesn't even sound like a like, is that I did like the action parts, the little that there was of action in this movie. So let's get right to my dislikes. I just thought this movie was boring. I really thought this movie was boring. Again, it was a lot of walking in sand. There was some cool, I guess, sandworm parts, but this movie was just not for me. It's not a me movie, okay? So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, Nathan, you're crazy, Dune is amazing, I'm sorry. Art is subjective. And my perception of this art is that it's boring. And another dislike is kind of what I was thinking about Cabrini. The trailer, one of the biggest draws for me was that Christopher Walken was in this movie. They did not use Christopher Walken nearly enough in this film. I mean, come on, you got Christopher Walken playing the Emperor, and he says things like, "Your father was a coward." I mean, you got Christopher Walken there playing this menacing character, and he's only in it for like what seemed like 15 seconds. You underused a classically trained actor. What are you thinking? And so that took me out of it too. But of course, like I said, I did go see this with my father. And so I was actually able to get his thoughts about this movie, his likes and his dislikes. So I'm going to go ahead and start with his dislike of this movie. He says, "I suppose that the length of the movie was problematic. Having to break it up into pieces and then having to wait to see the rest of the story was somewhat aggravating. The original Dune movie in 1984 was 2 hours and 17 minutes, and he's not sure what he saw in this newest version that needed the additional time added." So he thought the movie was too long. I thought the movie was too long too, but he still enjoyed it. He still enjoyed the majority of it. I thought it was too long and I thought it was boring. So let's go to his like. He says, I have always liked the story with the Messianic backstory and the overcoming of the Freeman against the Empire. The new technology enhanced the story to him and brought the struggle to another visual level, so he liked the special effects. Although it involved a lot of violent action, my dad doesn't really like that much violence in movies, it was still an enjoyable event. So I think he enjoyed it. I think he would probably give this movie probably a 5, maybe a 5.5 out of 6. I'm going to give this movie kind of low because, again, I thought it was boring. I don't think these movies are for me, so don't come at me. Okay, I'm allowed to have an opinion. I'm going to give Dune Part 2 a 2.5 out of 6. I'm sorry. It just is not my cup of tea. So those are my two movie reviews for this special Saturday episode, Cabrini and Dune Part 2. I already have my next lined up movie for my next special Saturday episode. Can't wait to talk about it. But before then, you guys should check out our Sound of Music episode coming up this Tuesday on Nadie and Katie at the Movies.